Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Delaware College of Arts and Design students, faculty, staff, and friends closed out 2017 by filling arts kits and writing encouraging notes to 200 children in crisis. The Jefferson Awards Foundation partners with mayors around the country to spread award-winning local youth community service projects nationwide. JAF National Director Michelle Fidance says in Wilmington, the Mayor's Office of Cultural Affairs recruited DCAD and others to bring this year's winner, Emma's Arts Kits, to the First State. For this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele spoke with Fidance and Delaware College of Arts and Design Development Director Renee Garnick about Emma's Arts Kits.
Talk to me about the fact that you guys are helping children in crisis. What is this program that you're doing by packing and filling arts kits and writing encouraging notes for these children?
Well, this is a project that was started by a young girl in Indianapolis. Her name is Emma Stump. Emma was the winner of the Jefferson Awards LEAD 360 Challenge back in March. And the LEAD 360 Challenge is a national service contest that we ask youth around the country to tell us things that are important to them and how they're trying to change them in their community. And if the student wins, the Jefferson Awards gets behind powering their project nationally all across the country through our constituents and our leadership communities. So Emma was the winner in March. She was announced at our national ceremony in New York, and her project is really, really touching to everybody all across the country from talking to all my colleagues. Here in Delaware specifically, we went and talked to different partners and organizations and schools that we work with and really showed this story through the lens of Emma. Emma did a video for us talking about why this project was important to her, and really there wasn't a person here in Delaware that said no, they didn't want to be a part of it. When Emma won the LEAD 360 Challenge, her project was specific to her in helping kids in the hospitals in Indianapolis that were suffering from the same thing she was, some sort of cancer diagnosis where they were going through chemotherapy and maybe out of school for large periods of time. And she herself found art therapy to be therapeutic while she was battling a brain tumor. So she wanted to give back to the kids who she came to know in the hospitals when she was there. So when she won the challenge, we asked her, we said, Emma, you know, we know this is really specific for hospitals, but would you consider opening it up to any of our folks that partner with us for them to be able to pick children in crisis anywhere? And so she was very open to that when we talked about foster care children, some children maybe that were going through some challenging times in a homeless situation. And so this project has not only grown to children in hospitals, but just children that are in stressful situations all across the country.
Is this the first time this has been done in Delaware?
Yes, it is.
So I understand you guys had a packing party prior to Christmas at the Delaware College of Arts and Designs. What happens now? Do we have another packing party, or are we ready to go with these arts kits? And when will and how will they be distributed?
So yes, the packing party happened in December, and it brought together people from all across the community. This was really a strategic partnership that was led by the City of Wilmington office of our mayor, Mike Przycki, and of course his fantastic community person, Tanya Richardson, who I've had the pleasure of working with for a couple years now. And this really resonated with the city, and so Tanya reached out to DCAD, and our other partner is Bank of America, and I think we have a fourth partner I learned just recently, which is the Delaware 87ers, our NBA D-League. And so each of the groups has been packing at different times this fall, and DCAD's happened in December. We're going to all come together in early January to do a big press event and to have the beneficiaries who are going to receive these art kits at that event along with all of the supporters of it. I tell you, this is one of 20 activations that we're doing here in Delaware, by the way.
How are the students, children, not the students necessarily, but how are the children chosen?
To be the beneficiaries?
Yes.
So we at the Jefferson Awards, we went out when this project was originally decided to be the national project, and we went out to different nonprofits across the state because we have organizations all across the state that are doing this, and we have three counties. So we went into each of our three counties, and we vetted several nonprofits whose focus was children and children in crisis. And we brought the project to them, asked them if they would have a need for it, and all of them that we talked to said yes. So we've got homeless shelters that are beneficiaries. We have hospitals. We have crisis centers. We have a wonderful facility. Our Wilmington Police Department is going to be a beneficiary here in the city, and also a care facility in Newark called Exceptional Care for Children, which treats children who are need constant 24/7 monitoring. So it's been really well received from all the beneficiaries and the students who are actually doing the project. It means so much to them too. So it's a win-win for everybody.
The young people who receive these kits, what are they being encouraged to use them for?
Just to help them through a dark time. Emma herself will say she found when she could color with blue, it made her happy and yellow, but sometimes other colors would bring out the frustration she was having at that particular time. So it was really, as she said, very therapeutic for her as she moved through all of her surgery. She had 17 brain surgeries in the matter of a couple years. She is 15 years old. I actually saw her last month at an event in Indianapolis, and she's doing well. She's in remission, and very excited to see her project come to fruition at the end of this month.
This is Renee Garnick. I'm the Director of Development at the Delaware College of Art and Design.
What does this project mean for the DCAD?
This project is incredibly meaningful for DCAD in a number of ways. Our students are very excited to participate and be involved in the community. We have a community service club that the students formed themselves, and this is exactly the type of project they wanted to work on to give back to the community. But it's especially meaningful because more than 50% of our students are from Delaware. Our students that have been in crisis. We have students who have been homeless, students who have had many different challenges and have made it to DCAD, and they're thrilled to be able to reach back out and understand what these other children are going through and would love to offer them art as a way to heal as they are using themselves. I would just like to say that DCAD is so thrilled to work in partnership with an organization like the Jefferson Awards and with the mayor's office in the city of Wilmington. It's a priority for us this year to make sure that we are a meaningful member of the community, that we are a resource for others, and that we create these partnerships because we're all stronger when we work together.
Thanks to Jefferson Awards Foundation National Director Michelle Fidance, Delaware College of Arts and Design Development Director Renee Garnick, and our Kelly Steele for their time in this week's Arts Playlist. And we finish up the green next, highlighting more work from students in our Generation Voice Youth Media Project at Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District. It's this week's Enlighten Me. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.